I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dirt and Sprague.
Jabari Smith, the trigger and inbounds. Williams all over him. Here's the inbound. It comes to KD. KD with the bounce. Two to shoot. Fades. Fires. Rimming. Tapped up and in. Did it count? Eason tapped it in.
They're going to look at it.
Andy Dirk Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
After you, the basket is unsuccessful and does not beat the game. The game is over.
And over. What a relief in this gym.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody.
What is happening?
So Thursday morning, how we doing on January the 8th?
We're doing pretty good. A little chilly today. A little chilly out there this morning.
I had to pick my daughter up yesterday at around 3:45. My phone said 39 degrees.
39, that sounds about right.
Is this going to snow today?
My weather app kept telling me we might get a little sleet yesterday.
I was worried.
Am I going to get sleeted on my evening walk right now? I mean, I'm down for a little sleet, but I don't know if I'm prepared.
Is that how you would tell that? Like, is that how you'd say that to people? Am I going to get sleeted on?
Is that the proper English use of the word? I'm not sure. I'm not 100%, but I'm going to roll with it because it sounds cool.
It seems a little dirty.
You don't want to get sleeted on?
It seems like something a group of gals would say as they're getting ready to go to the club.
Let's go get sleeted on.
You going to get sleeted on tonight?
Yeah, sleet, sleet, sleet.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of that. No, I didn't get sleeted on last night, but it felt like it might happen. A little chilly. We got to adjust. I'm dreading the day when I wake up for the first time because to my knowledge, I don't think it's happened yet. But the first time I leave the house and then you realize, ah, damn it, I got a scrape, I'm dreading that day.
Oh, the scrape.
I hate the morning scrape. The morning scrape, because I never really account for it in my morning.
Do you have an auto start car?
I do not have an auto start car.
Why don't you just start like 10 minutes before you leave and let your car defrost?
Because I'm usually not smart enough to look at, like, is it actually cold enough to be? Because when I walked out today, I thought, oh, no, it might be cold enough, but it wasn't cold enough to actually have to scrape. But when you get into the consistency of needing it, then I'm better at starting the car early. But it's the first day. If I'm not prepared, you get out there, you're running a little late. Now I got a scrape on top of it. Is my scraper in the truck? I don't know where the thing is.
I just put a scraper in my car.
Just to prepare?
I just found one.
I need to do that this weekend. I got to get my scraper out. Get ready to go, man.
Yeah.
Not today.
No, not today. Thank you, Dikembe.
No, RIP. Not quite. Not quite there, but I feel like we're kind of close to that. We're going to get a February snow. Book it now. February snow.
Now, are we talking big snow, little snow, middle snow? Like, are we going dusting where it's like, ah, this was nothing, but it snowed for a half hour. That was kind of fun. Or are we talking like city shut down snow?
Well,
I mean, we shut down for most of it. Yeah. I get it. But you know what I mean? Like a week long ice involved. What are we talking here?
I think a snow that keeps us off the air.
Ooh. Okay. How many days? What's the over under? I'll give you one day.
One.
Okay. You take the over of a half day.
Yeah. Or the under of 1.5.
Okay. The under of 1.5.
Yeah. I think that's going to happen.
Melts a little bit. We figure it out. 100%. We find a way in the second day.
100%.
Hey, I'm not opposed to that. A little snow day here and there. I'm not mad about it.
I mean,
we have to get up so early.
We do. It's a little bit different for us.
And I, you know, I drive a soy boy car. That thing's going to slide around on an ice rink.
Your electric skateboard over there ain't making it in from Damascus.
He's the only one over there that wants to come in during
we'll
ice storms.
We'll do it. We'll find a way.
It was perfectly fine for me. Cool for you, dude.
Hey, that's great, man. I look, trucks don't get around very good in the snow. We all know this, all right? Trucks struggle when it comes to inclement weather. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it in.
I learned a lot about him yesterday, and it's not something I didn't know, but yesterday, so we have this, when he is not on the air, and to give you a little behind the curtain, he'll tell us to break. Sometimes it's a little much, but, you know, he'll, 1 minute.
Yeah.
And he's not yelling.
No.
But this headphone port, for some reason, has exploded the producer talkback.
Yeah, it's way too loud. Something's wrong right now. I don't know where our engineers are at, but they got to get on it.
I haven't seen our engineer in weeks.
I asked one of our tech guys yesterday, because I'm supposed to do something for the show on Friday that I've never done, or nor should I have to do, but I'm going to have to do it. Mm. And I asked, hey, can you walk me through how I go about getting this set up for the big pregame show over at the Thirsty Lion? You know what the response was? You got to ask the their engineer. That's not my job.
Well, he's technically not an engineer. He's IT.
I'm just like, I just need a link. How do I?
This is kind of like my point was yesterday.
You should be able to answer that question, I feel like.
I have noticed something happening on the fan. Mm. I've noticed, and I don't know if this is the Odyssey app or whatever, but I've also been in my car and I've noticed primetime starting at 3:02.
Yes.
Which, if there's no update, that should not be happening.
What are we doing here?
So why does that happen?
Happy hour.
Exactly.
What's happening?
The happy hour's breaking at like 57, yeah, 58. And I'm like, damn, dude, that's breaking kind of late.
You're cutting into primetime's time.
He's given us 85 warnings at the end of our show.
Yes.
And yesterday he's like just saying, minute 30. 15.
Gotta go.
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 And so I'm like, yo, could you not do that at the end of the show? It's blasting my ears.
Spare my eardrums, please.
And I go, do we have any update on that fix? And he says, why don't you send an email?
Yeah,
and
send an email.
Well, our boss has already been notified of it. That's not my job.
I actually already sent an email about it, too, because I had another issue, and
I sent an email?
And then in the email, I included the fact that the talkback was too loud. So my email has been sent.
So this is where I disagree with both of you, then.
You don't want to send emails?
Well, he's like, if you want something done, you got to send an email. I go, no, it's not my job. I told the person whose job it is to fix it, and they're supposed to get the person to fix
it. That's usually the way that it works.
Well, that's how a functioning society is supposed to work.
There's a chain of command here.
Me sending the email is now me doing somebody else's job.
Well, I will confirm to you your theory that emails don't quite get the job done, is that I sent that email and I did not get a response, and the problem has not been fixed yet.
You hear that?
That email was sent.
Send an email.
People were tagged. Nothing. People were on the email.
And then you know what he says?
Very explicitly in the subject line, we have technical issues that need to be fixed.
I was worried about that. So you know what he says?
What do you got?
I sent another email. I'm like, well, now you're just working overtime.
Now I got to send another
in
email?
In a job that's not your job.
No, this isn't my responsibility.
I don't want to do that. I'm not getting paid extra for that third email.
No, that's not what's happening here.
What do you even say in the third email?
Hey.
Stop ignoring me.
Did you see the last email?
It's
did
like
you read it?
Jim Carrey in Liar Liar with that constant client who's always hiring him, and he's on the phone, and he's like, stop breaking the law,
asshole! Damn it!
That's me on the third email. Yeah. Would you please respond to this and do your job?
What are you doing over there, huh? What are you doing behind
just
the scenes?
Saying,
I know you're fixing stuff. I know this thing's going on. These are little fish. You got big fish, but our little fish needs to be fixed.
I just, you know, sometimes I want to put my hand on his shoulder and say...
Who, Jason?
Yeah.
Jason's shoulder?
Say Jason.
Jason.
You've meant a lot to the fan.
Yes, you have.
You work very hard.
Yes. Feels weird calling you Jason, by the way.
It does feel weird saying Jason. Yeah,
that feels really weird.
Very odd. Yeah. But sometimes you have to just take a step back.
Yes.
And say, it's not my job.
No, it's not my responsibility.
Otherwise, they put you in, they make you do 9 jobs.
Well, will I find out how to do the thing I need to do on Friday? Tune into the show and find out. If something's not functioning, then I didn't get the proper X's and O's on how to execute this game plan.
That's a dicey show to go into and say, will it work?
It's a pretty big deal. It's a semifinal. A lot of people are going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, we're very excited.
Yep.
Big game. Brand man came in on Monday and was like, do you know how to do this? I'm like, do I look like I know how to do that?
So you responded with, you don't know, and then Brandman flew on a plane to Atlanta.
Here's how the sequence of events worked.
Okay,
Brandman comes in Monday. Do you know how to do this? I respond,
No, I'm an idiot. You know I don't know how to do that. Okay, ask Jeff Rust how to do it. Jeff Rust will walk you through it. Yesterday after the show, Jeff Rust, the lovely Jeff Rust, yes, producer of the firm of Harrison Bereg, I walk into the producer studio yesterday after the show. Hey, Rust, I need to do this on Friday. Can you give me a quick rundown on what I need to know? I've never done that. I don't know how to do that. I think, great. Okay. He then sees one of our two technical people walking around.
Tells you to go talk to him.
Says, why don't you go ask him? He'll have the answer for it. I say, that sounds great, Russ. Thanks for the great advice. I pop my head out of the studio. Hey, I need to do this on Friday. Can you give me a quick rundown on how to do this on Friday? That's not my responsibility. You're going to have to ask the other engineer. The other engineer in a breaking news event was not here at that time. And at that point, I just thought, well, you know, we'll figure it out.
Have you texted the brand man?
I have not. I've not texted the brand man.
Don't tell me. He's not busy. It's 9 a.m. right now. He's not doing anything.
Press conferences. He's eating Chick-fil-A. It's the semifinals, baby.
Why would he need to go to press conferences?
I don't know. I actually don't know if he went or not. They had him last night.
He probably goes because he has nothing else to do over there.
I don't know if they have to pull stuff for their pregame show. They might have to interview some people, but I'm not sure.
You should follow up, text him like, hey, remember how you told me to talk to Rust? Rust had no clue how to do that thing.
Now this is more things that I have to do. Now I got to send another text. This isn't even supposed to be my job in the first place.
Feels like
I already had to send an email.
Yeah.
I'm already talking to people. Now you need me to send an additional text message?
Yep.
What is happening here?
How many people out there right now are driving to a job in which they are being told, oh, you need to do your job?
Yeah.
Well, you need to do somebody else's job to do your job.
Hey.
More than you think.
Oh, everywhere you go.
That's why I'm putting my foot. Enough is enough.
That's right.
We need to stop this madness.
We fight for the little man on this show.
Everybody do their job, and we wouldn't have other people doing other jobs.
You know what Dan Lanning tells me? Dan Lanning tells me to farm my land. If I farm my land, we're going to execute as a team.
I'm here hoeing out right now.
I'm
planting
right
seeds.
We'll hoe for the next 4 hours.
Yes.
I'm in my land. This is my land right here.
That's all I want.
It's getting farmed. I don't want to go farm somebody else's land after the show.
I'm ready to just bring on a caller. What are your thoughts on Indiana, Oregon?
At some point, this is what I've got to say to
There we go.
Are we
going to
farm out our work?
I'll farm out my job.
Hey, what do you think? Bob and Gresham, give me your thoughts.
It's not like there hasn't been other radio shows in our market that just farm out half their program.
You tell me what you want to hear about.
Let's go to Donald. Donald, what are your thoughts? And you just sit there and listen to Donald.
We're going to let Donald go here, huh? This could be a thing.
I mean, I'm not anti-Donald. I mean, love
sure.
Donald.
Who doesn't love Donald?
Text your thoughts in, Donald. Because sometimes you tend to talk a little long.
You're a little long-winded, Donald, and you're eating up a lot of my segment here.
I always find it odd when you do a sports talk show and eventually the host has to butt in. All right, that's a good point. It's a good point. Thanks for calling in.
Got to interject.
Shut him up.
God, cancel this guy, all right? Would you hang up on him already? Holy hell, he's eating up the whole segment.
But yeah, that's what we're doing. We're farming our territory.
I'm going to farm my land until 10 a.m. this morning, then I'm done farming my land, baby.
It's 6:11 right now. I bet you before 9:30 a.m. Swag will have done two other jobs during this job.
Without a doubt.
It's not. He's not even listening to what we're saying.
No, he's not, because he's doing another job right now.
I don't know if it's out of...
I'm doing the job you sent to me
That's true. He's farming my land
right now. So he's doing his job.
He's farming his land
there
right now.
There we go. You did your job. Now he's doing his job, and I'm doing my job.
Look at that. We're off to a great start today.
I'm tired of doing other jobs. You don't get paid for other jobs.
No, it's not the way it works.
No, it's not how it works at all.
That's not, no.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody.
America! Hey, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday indeed.
We got a playoff game tonight.
We do have a playoff game.
It's weird.
I just find it odd to have it on a Thursday.
Tonight and tomorrow, it's just weird. Coming in doing shows and then having semifinal games like day of, strange.
That game is technically on the schedule at 4:30.
Yes.
What time do we think it kicks?
Ooh,
fun game. Does that have a follow-up?
I'm going to go, so it's scheduled for 4:30 kick. I'm going to go 4:46.
4:46. I have a basketball practice at 8. Will I be able to have watched the whole game, or will I be coming home at 9:35 p.m. and watching the last 20 minutes and staying up too late?
I don't know if it will. Yeah, if it's a...
That's a multi-pronged question, though, because...
If it's a barn burner, you might...
Well, they're going to run. Yeah. They're going to run football.
It's also, you could see the whole game, but the game might not be over, if you know what I mean. Like, there, if you have a Miami 17-point lead with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, you've seen the entire
game
for the most part, right? So do you think it's going to be a lopsided game? Do we think it's going to be a close game? If it's going to be a close game, I don't think
you see
the entire
thing. Will
it
be at triple zeros? I do not believe it will be at triple zeros when you need to go to practice.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah,
do you think
the game will actually
be officially over before an 8 p.m. practice?
Dude, they milk the hell out. In the Orange Bowl, I started screaming at my television because they did the touchdown, extra point, commercial,
kickoff, commercial.
Yeah. There was one after a they had a random timeout in there after a first down randomly in the first half. I'm like, what are we doing here?
That's kind of crazy then. 4:46, and by 8 o'clock, it's still not done.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
That's a problem.
I'm going to guess 3 hours and some change. So you're close, but I don't think it'll quite be there.
I will say, dude, that is what's been spectacular about the Premier League.
Oh, it's quick. It's over.
Extra time is going to be 6 to 7 minutes max, and it's over.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
That's all she is.
I know what I signed up for.
Football is just like, can you speed this up a little bit?
I also think Ole Miss could have probably throw the ball a lot. You're going to get some incompletions there. Clock stopping. This thing's going to drag. It won't be as late as the Blazer game last night, but it'll be late.
Well, we have a lot to get to today. Loaded show. Let's start with the big news yesterday that came out. We'll start there. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you on this Thursday. 105.1, The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, welcome back in. Let's get to the huge news that came out yesterday. I don't know where you were, but you always remember where you were once you heard it. The Atlanta Hawks traded Trae Young.
He's
Washington Wizard.
Never forget where I was.
I'll never forget it.
I mean, just moment. It's like, you know, the moon landing, JFK assassinated, Trae Young traded.
9/11, then Trae Young.
Trae Young, right there, man.
Yeah, I'll never forget.
Is he shaving his head yet?
No, he's still holding on. He's kept it out.
He's holding on. He's trying to grow out what he's got left.
I mean, look, I can't blame him. I'm kind of doing the same thing right now.
I'm going bald and just
I don't know what's going on with his glasses, though.
Ah.
Well, he got traded in the middle of a game. He had to leave in the middle of a game yesterday. But
yeah. Our guy CJ McCollum on the move again.
Yeah. How about this fun tidbit from the trade? So the trade is Trae Young to the Hawks for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert.
Gonzaga legend.
The David Aldridge reporting is saying that the Hawks the Wizards were as equally excited about getting Trae Young as they were getting rid of CJ's contract. Because I asked somebody.
Hey, we've been there. I know what that feels like.
I text somebody and said, why would the Wizards do this just out of curiosity? Because I understand they've got some young wing players, and I think they've won 9 of 10 or whatever.
Ooh,
it is.
Look at that. They're hot. I think I saw a stat in the last 13 games. They have the same record or a better record than OKC.
It's something like that, yeah.
They're like 7-5, and OKC is 6-6.
And then David Aldridge came out with his breakdown of the trade. He goes, sources I've talked to have basically said that the Wizards are as excited about having Trae Young as they are getting off of CJ McCollum's contract. And I went, boy, that's a hell of a reason to make a big trade, isn't it?
When did he get the extension in New Orleans again? Is that where because this isn't the contract we gave him. That one ran out.
I think he got the extension
they
in
gave
New
him
Orleans,
an extension
and
after
then they
that
traded
trade.
Him a year later.
It's like, this is bad business.
So now
buddy.
he's gonna go be an Atlanta Hawk.
Yeah, have fun with that. Look, Atlanta's pretty irrelevant in my mind. The only interesting thing here was the Trae Young note, just because of who he is and who he's been in his career. And just the thought of, like, I feel like every time I read about Trae Young, I'm reading about the fact that all of his teammates hate him. Everybody kind of despises him. And he had the beef with New York, and they got to a conference finals. What was that, 5 years ago that they went to the conference finals? And he's had his moments, and he was the villain, and all that stuff was great. When I have a young team that I'm trying to grow and develop, I don't know if bringing in a vet that everybody seemingly hates is the right move, but what do I know?
You know, conference finals appearances are very weird to me and how we talk about them in the NBA.
We have one. Do you know that? In the last 10 years, we've been to a conference finals.
We showed a lot of fight in that conference finals.
You're damn right we did. We had leads in 3 games, baby.
What people don't talk about when they say, you know, Trae Young led the Hawks to the conference finals is, yeah, you mean the series that got him to the conference finals where one of those players is now a professional fisherman?
We didn't talk about that. Ben Simmons has just moved on.
Yeah, he's just quit basketball to be a professional
fisherman. Can we take a
fisherman?
Moment to appreciate his... Like, just the grift that he pulled off.
How much money did he?
The money that he stole from NBA teams and then just being like, yep, all right, I'm set. See you later. Like, what do I want to do? I'm going to go fish. All right, that's great.
You're going to put a hook in
that
the water.
That guy is set financially for life.
It says here.
And he does. The other thing, too, when the fishing story came out, because there was always a theory about Simmons that he was shooting with the wrong hand.
$100 million.
He got a max contract. He was
a number one
overall pick.
Five-year, $177.2 million.
Lord.
But the theory was always that he was shooting with the wrong hand.
Yeah.
And then I think people took his fishing footage to then further validate that conspiracy theory with the can that he was like
he's
cast,
using the right hand
was,
as his
yes,
dominant
it was
hand.
Like, see, he's right-handed. Why was he shooting left-handed?
Yeah,
props to that guy. He won in life. That's phenomenal.
Yeah,
stuff.
Just over 200 million.
203.
Yeah,
and how many career run. Games did Ben Simmons play? Add that to the fun context.
Well, he played 9 seasons, it says.
Yeah,
let me look up his reference.
I mean, he was in the NBA for 9 seasons. I don't know if he played for 9 seasons.
Let's see. So, 9 seasons, 82 times 9. How many possible games versus total games did he play?
What's 82 times 9?
He played 383 total games.
He almost made $1 million a game.
But he played 80. So, he played 9 seasons?
Yeah.
So, that would be 738 possible games.
This guy, we talked yesterday about the person who won the lottery in Arkansas, and
yeah,
they've got a Billy coming their way, and hey, shout out to you, don't do drugs. This is the lottery. This guy won the lottery. Number one overall pick, got the yips, forgot how to shoot. I love that you bring that up, because I forgot about that series. That was the second round matchup. That was the Sixers' year.
He played just over 50% of possible games.
And he made $530,000 per game he
played. Unbelievable. And now he's fishing.
Points,
what are you doing? Fishing.
Boards, seven
I got $100 million in the bank. I'm fishing. I don't blame you, dude. I do the same thing.
This was a Trey Young trade topic, and dude, now we're on Ben Simmons fishing.
Because Trey, I don't know about you. I hate Trey Young.
Oh, do you?
I can't stand
him. I don't really have much of an opinion of Trey Young.
I hate the way he looks. I hate his hair. I hate the antics. He's not even that good. He just, you know, he's small. Trey Young is like on my bulletin board of, well, he's an NBA player. That's not saying much, all right?
I don't think
there's anybody in the NBA that's smaller than me. Other than Muggsy Bogues, he might be the only one.
I had a listener reach out because Jake clipped a video yesterday of you and put it on our Instagram. And so I just shared it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a listener reach out and go, is Dirt got a ponytail? And I said,
you want to bowl it?
He's letting the lettuce fly hard.
We're letting it flow right now, dude. We're letting it go.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's. At some point, I'm going to hit my
breaking
point.
It's a duck-related thing. You just don't want to say it. I was like, he's being very stitious right now.
A little stitious. Not going to shave till the season's over.
Well, if the Ducks lose, I don't know if you're going to cut it.
Mm. I mean, it's a double thing. It's partly I'm stitious, and I want to stay stitious. And then the other part of it is I'm also, like, facing the existential crisis of going bald.
But let me ask you a question.
And I feel like when my hair's longer, I look less bald, if that makes sense.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, what do you got?
Why not just grow a Carlin? If you lose in the front end, the back is clearly totally good.
The back's going strong. The back has no issues.
Why not have a Carlin? Just a long ponytail in the back when the lettuce is gone from the front.
With the receding front hairline with the long ponytail?
The question is Teddy Ballgame started to, like, where he can grab it and...
No, he's not grabbing it very
much. Why would he grab it?
No, he's not.
Little kids just...
He's not pulling my hair. The wife, maybe, sometimes, but not the kid.
Oh.
Hey, what?
Hey, now.
What
good for you.
There.
All right.
Get the baby oil.
I saw a funny video yesterday. Make sure you got two. And it was a guy, and he's like, hey, I just want to do a video shout out to Walt Goggins, who has the most important lettuce in human history. And he's basically like, the guy's hairline's gone.
It's disappeared.
And he's just growing it out longer and longer.
Why would you not, man? Hang on for as long as you can.
I'm telling you, I think it looks good. You should grow a Carlin.
If you just keep going, get a ponytail going. I've contemplated going mullet. I've thought about that.
Don't go mullet.
You don't want to go mullet?
I think you just go Carlin. Just keep growing it out.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
The tough part is it's a lot of work when I leave because you wake up and it's just everywhere. The hair is pretty long right now.
Sure.
So the morning routine has extended a little bit. That's the beauty of the buzz cut. That's why I've always had the buzz cut.
I'm too lazy anymore to wake up and try to
This is what I'm saying. But if I don't wet my hair down in the morning, you don't want to know what this stuff looks like, dude.
Place.
I walk around like I got an afro around the house. It's like I've been electrocuted. Everything's going in different directions.
You start to look like Dana Holgerson.
There's a little bit of Dana Holgerson going on. It's messy.
That's what he does look like. That's exactly the same. Yes.
I mean, great offensive minds, quarterbacks, what can I say, you know?
I'll just say this on the Trae Young trade, because I don't think there's a lot there for people.
I mean, Washington sucks.
Atlanta
good?
Statistically, they're amazing without him.
Oh, okay.
Which is why they've won.
That's why they've moved on from him.
I'm going to say this. We may not be the biggest of CJ supporting show here.
No.
This was a fantastic move by Atlanta.
Okay.
Now, Washington, maybe he'll work with their young...
Do you see my
guys?
Theory, though, of like, that's a young team and he kind of seems like a bitch?
He only has one more year that he's going to opt into. It'll be $49 million, and then he'll be a free agent. So unless they're just planning to pay him to say, we have somebody for you to watch.
Yeah, it could be a salary dump in a year and a half.
Yeah, so it might be a way to move on.
Sure.
That is, CJ is a good, like, shot creator. We know that about him. They need that desperately, Atlanta. I thought the underrated part of that trade, them getting Corey Kispert, they have so many of those kind of players in Washington that his minutes were dwindling, but he's almost a 40% three-point shooter. He gets you 10 a game, and he's a solid defender. I thought that was a sneaky good part of that trade.
You know who Washington could use? Denny Avdia.
Yeah, we'll get to that today. I watched that game, and I'm like, how did Washington not evaluate this?
It's a funny day for them in the news that trade went down, and then that game happened later on in the night, like, where you're like, oh, yeah, have fun with Trae Young.
I'm obviously going to give Joe 89%. There's 11% of me goes, I think Washington's also just really stupid.
Really stupid. Yeah. first round pick and Malcolm Brogdon did it for you. Malcolm Brogdon retired.
He retired like 2 years later.
He's not even in the league anymore.
We couldn't play him because he was broken and you wanted him.
That was
and
the trade.
A first?
Didn't you know Denny Avdija's got a good contract? You signed him to it. What are you doing?
He also, did you watch any of the post game interview with Brooke?
I did not. No, I did. I was hanging on by a thread when that game ended and they said the shot's no good. I turned it off.
I'm with you. I was dead tired too, but I watched his interview and he had a weird, awkward, I like it here. Hopefully I'm here in the future.
Oh, what are you trying to say, Denny?
I think he's saying, pay me.
Give me an extension.
But what do you pay a Denny Avdija? Do you give him a max?
How often do we get that in the NBA where guys, because you get that a lot in the NFL, quarterbacks, rookie deal guys will hold like Parsons waiting for his contract. And I don't feel like you see that as much in the NBA.
He says he loves it here. It's his home. And then he did say that, like, he goes, hopefully I'm here in the future. And he just, like, that was the walk-off. And I was like,
That was a weird thing to say.
An odd walk-off.
I would say, too, I mean, if you were Denny Avdija right now, would you not be internally thinking, what the hell was my agent doing signing that deal?
Well, if I'm Denny Avdija.
And maybe that's just hindsight, right? But,
I mean, this is easier said than done. If I'm Denny Avdija, I'm hitting free agency.
Yes.
And if Portland gives me the biggest to bags,
then you sign.
Then I'm
it.
Coming back home.
I mean, he's still got two more years after this going down.
Well, that's why I think it's going to be extension conversation this year.
He's in 2 years, he's only making $11 million.
Yeah, that's going to change.
At the age of 27.
It's going to change next year, Dirt.
It has to.
He's going to get a contract extension, and we'll see if he
just
signs it.
Just got to wait for the new owner to get in and get.
Yeah.
Come on, Dundon.
Yeah. Slide the piece of paper across the table.
There Lock him up, baby.
So Trae Young is a Washington Wizard, and McCollum and Kispert are Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, big news yesterday. Never forget it.
Enjoy those lemon pepper wings, white boy. All right, let's move on to some NFL. We will get to some Trailblazer stuff today. It was a nice little win. Right down to the wire.
That was a weird game.
Very weird game. They also have a weird ability to, like, this game should be over, but no, it's not over.
They have a lot of games that they shouldn't win, but they should win by a lot.
Let your opponent get every offensive rebound known to mankind.
And then you miss some free throws late, and it just,
I was on a heater. Things tight.
I was on a heater with my broadcasting at home in front of my wife yesterday, and I'll tell you how. Let's get to the NFL. Are the Eagles going to win the NFC again?
Mm.
They start the repeat journey this week, and let's talk a little bit about that one next on The Fan.
Look, I will acknowledge sometimes you don't have your best stuff. You know, we walked out of that first segment. We might have been down 7-0, and you felt very uninspired as a listener and said, I don't think they have it today. We came back pretty hot with that Trae Young, Ben Simmons fishing stuff. So I'm sorry for the opening. It's not our job. Whose jobs is it? I know. That's not riveting radio you want.
I think it's a very relatable thing, though, that everybody goes
sometimes
through in their workplace.
You just have to get through the first inning.
Yeah, just, you know, walked a couple of guys, couldn't quite locate the fastball yet. Now we settled in.
So we move on from the Trae Young trade to the Washington Wizards. Everybody was talking about that yesterday.
Just lighting the world on fire.
It's a historic move. And we go to the National Football League.
Yes.
Big playoff games this weekend. One game we have not talked almost at all about is the 3-6.
Yes.
That is Philadelphia against the San Francisco 49ers. And that one is interesting because I was reading some stuff about Philly yesterday. They're going to get Lane Johnson and N'Kobe Dean back.
That helps a little bit, Bob.
San Francisco, meanwhile, has no idea if Ricky Pearsall can breathe.
Neither of them, him and, why am I blanking?
Trent Williams?
Trent Williams did not practice yesterday.
Yeah, and, well, Trent doesn't practice.
No, he just kind of
shows up. So that's not unusual. Ricky Pearsall not practicing, that's concerning.
Yes.
So Philly might be coming into this thing much more healthy. This is the defending Super Bowl champion.
That it is.
How many years, how many seasons, let's go back through this, unless there's a random winner, how many seasons do you look at the defending champion and almost nobody really talks about him? All of the NFL Live, the sports centers, NFL networks, I'm seeing a lot of Broncos, Patriots, Seahawks, the Rams.
Yeah.
It's the defending champions are playing this weekend, and I feel like they're like the fourth most important game to people.
Which Where is are you at on the Eagles going in as the defending NFC champions?
I wonder if the lack of interest in the game has to do with the lack of belief that even if San Francisco finds a way to pull off an upset, do we really think they're going to be able to go on a run with all their injuries? Maybe that's part of it for some. That for a weekend, maybe you put it together, but you're so decimated on one side of the ball that I can't pick you to win four games.
Aren't you equally in the same breath? Basically saying with that statement, you don't think Philadelphia can win it.
I don't. Now, this is, you know, save this for a month and a half from now when Philadelphia hoists the Lombardi for the second straight year. I just, to me, there have been concerning trends that have not been alleviated in the back half of the year.
So give me one of them, because I might have a response for one. Okay. I read about this yesterday, so I was like, oh, that's kind of eye-opening.
There's really only one concerning trend for them. I think defensively they've been really good. They've been good all year. That hasn't been the weakness. The only concerning trend is their offense has not been good essentially all season long.
So that is a very good point because I have the same feeling. Anybody watching the Eagles this year, including Eagles fans, will tell you this is the worst year for Jalen Hurts as a starting quarterback for the Eagles.
Legitimately having conversations about, is he a guy? Did we pay him too much? Does he have a good cut? Like, that's been a debate there.
I think Tanner McKee actually helped settle some of that. He was dog crap.
Yes, he was.
But, you know, he had a good preseason moment, so he's a franchise quarterback. So I was surprised and also not surprised, if that's possible, to find out that A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith both had 1,000-yard seasons. Goddard had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
The downfall for them was no running.
They can't run the football.
And that's going to be the troubling part. Now, against San Francisco, that's going to be, I'm telling you, hammer the over prop. I don't even know where it's at. Is it 110 over and a half?
I'll try and go find it.
Whatever it is, hammer it.
Yeah.
They are going to bully the Niners, run the football, kill the clock, and the Niners will be lucky if they score more than 13 points. And I'm not saying that to be like some reverse jinx. I know my team. Yeah, this is a terrible matchup for them.
You don't have a lot of faith in your squad this weekend.
But I didn't remember this last year. Philadelphia came in somewhat similar in ways. Last year they ran the ball and is where their season changed, right? Barkley had the 2,000-yard year. Here's a fun fact that I didn't remember or know. Philadelphia last year averaged 8 more points per game in the playoffs than they did the regular season.
Yes, they did.
So if I tell you they're 13 points against the Buffalo Bills, and then I tell you they get 8 more points in the playoffs, Can they get to the Super Bowl playing that kind of football?
For sure they can. I think the question then is, because I think the point is spot on where they scaled up at the right time last year, clearly. The difference to me was the fact that they had something that they could lean on going into the postseason that would help them scale up. And I don't know what that is. Now, again, that might not be a point this weekend because of all the injuries on San Francisco's side.
Right.
But I'm looking at a matchup against Seattle on the road in the playoffs or against the Rams.
They wouldn't play Seattle. Seattle's either going to
I'm just saying, even in the NFC Championship game, if you get that far.
Gotcha,
like, I'm just saying future matchups that you're going to have to get through potentially in order to get to where you want to go.
But Seattle's offense also has to go against that Philly defense.
I get it. It would be a rock fight in a low-scoring game, but I feel like I trust Seattle's offense a little bit more than Philly's. And again, maybe that's fool's gold because Philly's won a Super Bowl. I go back to a chunk of games because I think the last month for them has been unique. They beat Buffalo in the snow, but it was 13-12. 13-0, and then Buffalo scores a couple late. Their other wins late in the season came against the Commies and Marcus Mariota and the Raiders. They beat 31-0 at home. Two of the worst teams in the NFL this year. I look at the chunk of games before that. They went on the road and beat Green Bay. It was 10-7. They went on the road against Dallas in Thanksgiving. They lost 24-21.
They blew that lead, though, remember.
Or that wasn't Thanksgiving. That was the week before Thanksgiving. Yeah. And then it was the Bears on Black Friday. They only scored 15 points at home. They lost. Then they went on the road and played the Chargers. They turned the ball over 5 times and only scored 19 points, and they lost despite the Chargers not having an offensive line, and that being a matchup that should have benefited Philly greatly because of how good their defensive line and their pass rush is. I don't have a lot of faith in them offensively to scale up to get where they need to go to win a Super Bowl. This weekend is irrelevant to me because you should be able to beat the 49ers. If you can't beat the 49ers at home with all the injuries that they've gone through,
then your season was exactly
then
what
your
we
season
all
is a failure, and it was a fraud all season. You got Lane Johnson back, who's your best offensive lineman. You mentioned Dean being back on defense, which will help things. You're getting healthy. They're not getting healthy. They have nobody
healthy
on defense, and they can't stop a run to save their life. And if you can't run the ball on San Francisco, even if you win the game, but if you struggle to run the football, I'm going to be more out on Philly than I was even before the playoffs
began. I just find them a very interesting team going into this because I have put them in the back burner of my brain, and it's like, why am I doing this to myself?
I get the point. I do.
You know, we'll see what Green Bay. If Green Bay beats Chicago, Green Bay is going to Seattle, and then it would be either the Rams or the Panthers. And they'd get him at home.
They would. And they beat the Rams at home earlier this year.
Well, they beat the Panthers. They're gonna beat the Panthers at home and get to the NFC title game.
Yeah.
It's really that simple for them. So kind of flying under the radar, the defending NFC champions. I have a couple notes I want to get to. The matchup no one wants. And can you answer this NFL playoff question next on The Fan?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Somebody saying, how's the scenario? Philly loses, they fire Sirianni and hire John Harbaugh.
I could see it. I don't think they're going to fire him, but, you know, the theory's out there.
He is going to go down as just a coach who's never going to get credit.
No.
I mean,
it's also an organization that how many years did it take him to fire Peterson after he won? Was he there for two more years?
Two
more seasons?
Two seasons,
So it's an organization that is not scared of firing a coach who just accomplished something. And that, by the way, was the first ever Super Bowl championship in Philly history.
Well, I think people point to Roseman.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy that built
it. GM getting the credit thing.
That's usually the way that it works.
Here's a fun trivia question for you. Who is the oldest coach in the NFC playoffs?
Oh. All right, let's see. McVay, young. I think Shanahan's pretty young. The floor's pretty young. I'd imagine Ben Johnson's young.
McDonald's young.
Golly, is it Sirianni or Shanahan?
Nope.
No, who's older than them? In the NFC playoffs, McDonald's pretty young.
Yep. LaFleur.
Is it LaFleur?
It's LaFleur.
It's Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. How old is Matt LaFleur?
47.
That's the oldest. Matt LaFleur's 47.
Yeah.
God, he looks great for 47.
He does look great for 47.
Good for Matt LaFleur.
I saw that stat and I went, What?
That's pretty wild.
And then I thought about the coaches, yeah. And I went, yeah, 30s.
Canales, McDonald.
All the other, I know, yeah, most of them are young. McVay. If you would have asked me how old Matt LaFleur was, I'd probably guess 39.
I would have guessed early 40s, early 40s, but I wouldn't have gone to 47.
Yeah.
Give me a second here.
I'd have been like 42.
Cracked.
Yeah, Wikipedia. What year was he born?
Well, none math. Of them are.
1979? Yeah.
Okay. Swag's sure. Math checkout.
Shanahan, yeah, would be the next closest. Yeah, he's older than Shanahan by a month. He's the oldest coach in the NFC playoffs.
Yeah, Shanahan's been around for a while. That makes more sense. You tell me he's 47, 46, I get it. That makes sense. LaFleur doesn't look it.
This is also a fun stat for you. In the game that nobody wants to have happen that's happening, Bryce Young's 12 game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime ranks second behind only Justin Herbert in NFL history by a quarterback before his 25th birthday.
Well, I thought Herbert can't win games yet. I thought Herbert sucks.
There is a growing sentiment out of Carolina, and it's backed by the head coach, the organization. They're super excited, reportedly, for Bryce Young to have a big game opportunity because they drafted him because he came from a big game environment at Alabama.
Played a national championship game.
I also saw a thing of how happy they were that he took a huge step forward this season. And I went back and I go, okay, I'm a Bryce Young hater, not the person. He's a great dude. If he was 4 inches taller, I'd love him.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in short kings like that. So I went and looked at the stats. Am I wrong here? And his stats are just a little over 3,000 passing yards, 23 touchdowns, and 11 picks. And I just went, all right, this is what people are super jacked on, huh?
To be fair to him.
Oh, here he goes.
A step in the right direction means he did not get benched for Andy Dalton this year.
Well, I mean,
last year got benched. Right. This year did not get benched.
Okay.
Some would call that progress, Brett.
Sure.
Some would call that improvement.
Give him the contract then. Give
him that $200 million deal.
I dare you to give him $200 million contract.
Do it, Carolina. Do it.
They cannot in Carolina. We've had people from Carolina on.
Yeah, we have.
And one of the people we have on, he's like a fun psycho of the Panthers, right? They want the Panthers to be good. Yeah. I don't blame them at all.
My brother's a Panthers fan.
What?
From his time living in Charlotte, he still roots for the Panthers, and I make fun of him all the time.
That is the weirdest.
Like, why?
That's so weird.
Became a Cam Newton guy. I'm like, this is gross, dude. He beat Oregon in a national championship game. What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, then clearly not a diehard Duck fan.
Clearly not. I'm questioning.
But they cannot be having the opinion of, like, we're paying this dude, right?
You cannot have that opinion. And if you do,
I don't know about the team, but the fans and the media cannot be like,
the team can't either.
You know, he won the division this year. We need to give him a $205 million contract.
There's
no way.
Pile up examples do we need to see of this not aging well for organizations? What's Miami going through right now?
Yeah, same thing.
What's Arizona going through right now?
Well,
are so many of these.
Yeah.
This will be a disaster. If you want to give him a, you know, he signs a Sam Darnold-esque deal because he realizes I can barely throw for 3,000 yards, I'll take a cheapie. I love how that's a cheapie because I don't know if he deserves that either. Then I'm all,
Three years,
$100 million. Let's see how this thing goes. Then, all right, whatever. Kick the tires on it. I still don't think it'll turn into much, but you cannot. That is organizational malpractice, and you will be burying yourself alive under that contract.
Is this Ole Miss Georgia level of you think they have no chance, or is it even higher?
It's higher than that. I don't care. They just beat them. This game's over. It's over now.
It's over.
Final clock just struck zero. Rams winning a blowout. Bloodbath.
I did look. Stafford has one more year in his contract, but I was going to ask the question, and maybe we'll get to it tomorrow, of like, is this it?
I mean, I think when guys get to this point in their career, you always wonder that.
Like, even with one more season coming back, the dude needed, like, epidurals for his back to function and exist.
Spinal!
And somehow he did stay really healthy this year.
A great year. Might win the MVP.
Yeah, apparently they worked because
he's probably going to win the MVP.
Durable as
he's any the favorite
quarterback in the NFL this season.
Been awesome, man.
You just wonder if this is the last rodeo for them, like, because you just don't know if he's going to stay healthy next year.
Yeah, and Davante Adams is up there in age two, and he's been a huge part of their offense.
I think it more depends on, don't they have another year with all those, like, stud young defenders before they have to start
paying? No, they do, but if he gets hurt next year, they're not winning.
Yeah, I think it's just a question of how long can he play at a high level.
Right. Yeah, I see the Rams being sneaky, and maybe, like, if Chambliss doesn't get his waiver and goes.
They have Stetson Bennett and Jimmy Garoppolo, so why don't you calm it down with your Trinidad Chambliss logic?
I see them being sneaky and grabbing Chambliss.
It's been a weird run for him in LA because they obviously start off so great and win the Super Bowl in year one. Then it's injury-riddled season. You're like, okay, that kind of cratered. And then it's back-to-back years of just not terrible, but not great. Like, they made the playoffs, I want to say, both years. At least one of the years they did. But it's not, you go back and look at the numbers, it's 24 touchdowns, 11 picks. And then this year, just right back up to the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in that one. But Matt LaFleur, the oldest coach in the NFC, which is mind-blowing. I agree with you. He does not look his age.
No, looks 32.
And Bryce Young, the game-winning comeback captain.
Don't count him out this weekend.
Second best in NFL history. Let's get to the second hour of the program. We have not talked about the playoff game that's going to happen tonight, so let's kick off the second hour there. We'll get to Blazers as well. We'll get to some Ducks-Indiana stuff today. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.